So Jay Cutler feeling the love last night a mile high.
You know, if you want some entertaining reading, go to the denverpost.com and read Woody Page's column today, and then read the comments from the readers afterward. I think Jay had a lot to play for last night. He knew he was going to face an extremely hostile setting, and he went and just showed cool under pressure. That 98-yard drive was just the big dagger in the heart for Denver fans and coaches. And I cannot imagine the night could have gone much worse for Josh McDaniels. And so Jay was able to kind of stand over on the sidelines in the second half and enjoy it. I thought he handled it extremely well. And, boy, just watching the broadcast, it was basically about a two-hour commercial for Jay, wasn't it? They were just raving about him and on and on and on. So I would imagine he's pretty satisfied this morning.
A nice hoodie for McDaniels too.
That's what they're calling him now in Denver, among other things today. So it's really. We saw Jay under pressure so many times. Probably not anything like that, obviously. But you know, to put together a drive late when you needed it, spreading the ball around to different receivers. You know, and he's got to be sitting over there thinking, wow, look at all the weapons I actually have now. Even though he had so many receivers in Denver, he spread the ball around to a bunch of guys last night on that drive, and he's got to feel pretty happy about what he's got in front of him now.
Some notes regarding the current team. Theron Codrey back with the club. Back earlier last week, he had left the team for a few days, citing some personal reasons, but I guess he talked to some of his teammates, and that's really good news for the defensive line that he's back.
Yeah, it was a big boost. He had told Coach Johnson he wasn't going to play for personal reasons, but he did go to class. He was attending class. He was in school. And I think a lot of the players, primarily a lot of the veteran players, got in contact with him and said, hey, let's rethink some of this. Let's talk about what it is that's bothering you. And because you need us and we need you. And he finally agreed to that, went back to the coach and said he wanted to come back. And they welcomed him back. He was back on the practice field Saturday. And he's going to play a lot. He played a lot last year. He was in the rotation at defensive end. And then when you lose a Steven Stone, he's probably going to play even more because of that. So good to have him back. Hopefully he's he's comfortable and feels good about his decision.
Joe, Saturday, I guess, David Price, yeah. A rare win on the road, pitching one of his best games of the year. David not happy about his buddy Scotty Kazmir getting traded to the Angels. And at the same time, Jeremy Sowers was going pretty good in Baltimore until the rain started.
Yeah, Jeremy didn't get the decision after that, but I noticed that they both pitched on the same day. David went, 7 2/3, I guess, and gave up the one run and was not happy about, as you said, the trade of his really good friend, but it was his first road win of the season, and he did it primarily with the fastball. He was just overpowering with that fastball, and that was great to see. So hopefully a good sign for him that he's going to have a nice little stretch run here. They're going to need it. Also a good weekend for Brant Snedeker. Brant finished very strong in the Barclays the last two rounds, 67-66. As a result, he climbed up to, I think, 44th in the FedEx Cup standings. So he's got a really good chance now, not only to, he's going to certainly play in this coming week in the Deutsche Bank, but also a chance maybe to go ahead and lock down a spot in the one the following week. So he's positioned himself well in the start of this playoff.
Hey, Joe, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow, guys.